yesterday afternoon, right after we got back, Jackie and I went out to the home of our son and daughter-in-law, Bruce and Michelle. Michelle had called during the week and said that our youngest grandson, Scotty, was getting ready to take his first steps. And so we wanted to go out to their house to view this great and marvelous achievement that was taking place. And we watched. And it was a great and marvelous achievement. They gathered around and we sat there in the living room. I watched as Bruce picked up Scott, who was just a year old, set him down in the middle of the floor. Little bald-headed guy with a diaper that is right down just at the modesty place. I mean, it was getting ready to come off. And he, the little kid, just looks around like this. And then he starts across the room, tottering, moving, trying to keep his balance, grabbing for the table. I can't do that. Picking him up, putting him back here, tottering, balance like this. And I sat there and I waited. I waited for the words I usually hear when people attempt something new and big. I waited for the remarks that nearly always come when folks take on the impossible, as Scotty was trying to do. You'll never make it. Come on, don't try that. You've never done it before. What makes you think you can do it now? What's wrong with crawling? I didn't hear any of that. I waited for Bruce to say it. I waited for Michelle to say it. I thought surely Grandma would say it. But I didn't hear any of it. Instead, what I heard were shouts of encouragement. Come on, Scotty. You can do it. Come on, get up and try again. Just one more step. You'll make it this time. Apples of gold in baskets of silver.